They told us we had to go to the middle of Hill 122. D Company tank was knocked out on top of the hill. So as we were going up the hill, we really encountered a heavy mortar barrage. And I heard this one coming right at me, and I ducked because my chest was about 10 inches from where it exploded. And I had put my hands over my ears, and it hit the front end of my turret. And Shorty didn't have his cover down. He had it wide open, but he was down under using the periscope. And the base of the shell, which was like a 105 base, went through the upper back part of his right shoulder and came out down through the lower left section of his stomach. And shrapnel flew all around in the front end of the tank. And where Patsy Barchetta, the assistant driver, was sitting, was the radio, and that was demolished. If his head was supposed to have been where it was, it would have went right through it. And he came out of there, and Shardy got hit. He's dead. And he's laying on the accelerator, going up that hill in low gear. And it was headed right for a big pile of gas cans, and I steered the tank out of the way, trying to shut that darn thing off. I shut the master switch off, and that damn thing kept running. By that time, a paratrooper grabbed me by the feet and pulled me off of that tank and says, "He's gone, let him go." And he shoved me down in the foxhole, and I says, "Get off of me, I need some air." And as soon as he let me go, I ran up there and got on that darn tank. And all around the turret was burning. I pulled the fire extinguishers that put the fire out inside. And then that dawned on me, drown the damn magnetos. And so I ground the magnetos and it killed the engine. The engine was going at top speed in low gear. And we were going to the top of the hill. Then I helped him take Shardy out of there and gave him all his belongings. And then this colonel that was in charge of that operation, he was from the airborne group, and he says, "Let's get this damn tank off of this road. Who can drive a tank around here?" Well, they had me down in the side of the road trying to give me a Novocaine shot, and I wouldn't take it. So I said, "That's my tank, and I'll get that damn thing out of here." And I showed him. I made a U-turn out of that thing with sparks flying in every direction. And the Germans followed me all the way down the road. And when I came to that intersection, instead of going straight to where we were the day before, I made a sharp left turn and went back to the company. And just after I made that turn, the Germans laid a great big one in there. If I would have kept going, it would have made a hamburger out of me, because it put a cavity in that road as deep as this room. So I got back to the company, and they were giving, the doctors was giving everybody a Novocaine. And I says, I want to see them bastards coming. I don't want to be sleeping.
Are we talking Novocaine or morphine?
Morphine, I think it was. I said Novocaine. Yeah. I meant morphine, because we had one in our helmet, but the doctor was given, and I says, "I don't want any of that." And so that night, the Germans were laying some mortar fire on us, and Ed Cholesky gets up out of his foxhole, and he goes out in the middle of the field, and he says, "Come on, you Germans, kill me, you got Shorty." So I grabbed him and shoved him down in a hole, and he says, "What can we do? What can we do?" And I says, "Start praying. That's what your mother's doing. Pray." And that was, peace came over the whole area. And we had a guy in the other tank, it was on the other side of this open field. His name was Whitehead, and he was always in arguments with Kenny Wallace about religion. Back in California, they would argue, and I would get in trouble because they're arguing after hours. And in Georgia, all over, those two were always arguing about religion. And Kenny Wallace would always get into these religious discussions with many people wherever he went. I admired him. He was quite an evangelist. I could never shut him up. So when Whitehead woke up that next morning, he says, "I want everybody to hear me. I prayed last night." And it was quite peaceful after that.